Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com.
Are you ready?
Back by popular demand. Absent only because neither one of us knew what we were doing. Well, Zeke did, but I was sitting there going, I don't know. I haven't heard from him. I don't know. Anyway, once again, it is time to geek out with Zeke Stout. Don't you just
see? I was making an assumption, and we know what assumptions do.
Yes, so. I know. Yes, I do. So, you wanted to talk about Umarex, and I mean, have you ever been to an airsoft event?
I have not been to an airsoft event. I know we talked about it, and we talked about those places that have like the full cities laid out that they use for training, and then they use for airsoft and stuff. Well, I've never been to one.
I've never been to the city. I've been to a place in Barnwell, South Carolina, that is a decommissioned nuclear facility, and it has a 7-story vertical hellscape that you can go. Because I mean, everywhere you go, every time you take a step, you're like, "Wow, I could do an ambush here. I could do an ambush here. I could do an ambush here." But the truth is, everywhere you step, there could be an ambush there. There could be an ambush here. And
right.
So I went to one of those, and I was stunned at what those I call them kids, but a lot of them were just, you know, full-grown adult 20-something-year-olds running real serious gear except for the weapons. They weren't running, as they refer to them, they weren't running real steel weapons. And, I mean, there was lots of cry precision there. I don't know anybody that can afford cry precision, but there was whole teams wearing the same thing.
That's the thing, you know, I think the gun industry really needs to embrace the airsoft community, because not just because there's a lot of money that pumps into that industry. I mean, billions a year. But also, I mean, it's getting younger kids that may have not been around guns growing up, and maybe their whole introduction to the airsoft world is from playing Call of Duty or something like that.
Right.
And somebody says, hey, let's go do airsoft. It's like Call of Duty in real life. And they're getting into guns. They just kind of don't realize it yet. So I think we need to really embrace them and kind of join hands with that airsoft community and say, hey, look, you know, if you're into shooting the real thing, not in a scenario like you're doing with the airsoft guns, of course, but, you know, learning what they feel like and how they shoot, and then the benefits of being able to harvest your own animal and knowing what the Second Amendment is about and all these other things, I think it'll be beneficial for us.
That would be good if we could fold that whole Second Amendment education in. But what stunned me is I think when I saw this, I was, let's see, this must have been about 2012, 2013. And so I'd been out of the military for, gosh, 20-something years.
Mm-hmm.
And I go up there and I ask somebody to give. I've been invited by a sponsor. I had a airsoft. American Milsim was one of my sponsors. And I wanted to see the facility, so they gave me these two kids to take me, and they didn't just take off and go, well, come on this way, old man. They took off like they were in a fire maneuver thing. They went off bounding and all this other stuff, and I'm trying to keep up with them for 7 stories. I'm surprised I didn't have my heart attack then chasing him down. And then when it was all said and done and we're sitting there, I was like, I noticed you limping. Did you hurt yourself up there? And he pulls up his pants leg and he's got a fake leg.
Oh, wow.
And I just got smoked by like a very cheap cigar. I was in my 50s already. So was I in my 50s? Yeah, I was in my 50s by that time. So I plead old age to it. But I mean, the interesting thing is that all of their fundamentals, as far as the way they moved, were very sound. I could have issued them a real weapon and real, you know, then I would have had to have said, now what we're going to do might actually get you killed. So bear that in mind. But the realism of, like, some guy hands me a AR-15 airsoft rifle. And he says, pull the trigger on that. And I did. And the bolt was going back on it, even though it had nothing to do with the firing of the plastic pellet.
Right.
And it was doing everything that they were doing everything they could to make it seem realistic. And so and that was in 2013. So you've been hanging out with Umarex in 2022. Yeah. So 9 years later, what did you find?
Well, I saw him at the Iraq Veteran Frames Day, and I think we talked about seeing those there. And I did a video for him on GetZone.com. And they sent the Air Saber, which is their air archery thing, which I'll talk about probably the most. And they sent the Hammer, which is their 50 cal. And I've never really, I mean, it's basically, it's a pellet gun on steroids. You know, it's not the old school pellet rifles that you pump up and pump up and so you can't pump anymore and hopefully it goes through the tin can you're shooting at. I mean, this is a 50 caliber projectile and it's being pushed by 400 PSI of air. So you're talking about, I can't remember what it was. I'm trying to look it up real quick, but that Hammer, that 50 caliber projectile, let's see, you can get, I think it's up to 1,000 feet per second.
Wow.
On that thing. So, I mean, you can take a deer down with it easily. Trigger is neat and is nice on it. I love the stock. If anybody goes and watches the video on GetZone, you'll see the stock it's good and it's beefy and it gets you a good cheek weld. And I really like that, but it's still kind of a rifle. I mean, it's an air rifle and you don't have to go to an FFL and get a background check for it, but it still has the feel of a rifle. The Air Saber, oh my God. That thing is the coolest thing. And I don't know whether to call it a muzzle loader because you load the little bolts. They call them bolts because it's like a crossbow bolt. Because you load them in the muzzle, or if it is, actually is some form of archery. And I think different states have different rules for using this for hunting. But it looks like a rifle. It looks like your typical hunting rifle, but it kind of looks like a double barrel side by side. Until you look at the muzzle and there's these two tubes and the arrows are made to fly perfectly over those tubes. And these arrows, and I don't know how much time we have left in this segment. We may want to save this geeking out for the next segment. But these arrows are coming out of this rifle at 450 feet per second. You know, some of the best compound bows in the world are getting 380, 390, and this thing pushing 450 and 130 foot-pounds of energy. So you can absolutely take big game down with this thing. With the right broadhead, you don't want to use a little small practice broadhead.
Of course.
Or not broadhead, just practice it.
Do you know what you don't by chance know what the name of the video was, do you?
If you go to GetZone.com,
yeah,
and under gun reviews, down in the bottom of that drop down is air gun reviews, and I think it's the first one that comes up there.
Silent Night, check out the Umarex air guns on everyone's wish list, that one.
Yep. I believe so.
Of course, Mr. Stout, he runs something called MGS Trade School, sponsor here at Lock and Load. You looking for a new profession? You can get one at MGS Trade School, and it costs you about as much as a nice couch. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. ¶¶
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. As I'm sitting here geeking out with Zeke Stout, I'm actually watching him. silently. It's a silent picture. Silent picture.
Yeah.
For the silent times, you ought to do the whole eyeliner thing so you can look like Buster Keaton used to back in the days when there were no talkies. I'm looking at the first gun, which looks like a gigantic affair. Is that a air tank
that's a hammer
screwing into it? Is that the air tank?
Yep, that carbon fiber. That's the carbon fiber air tank, which is good for two reasons. You know, carbon fiber is lightweight, and these guns are not light. There's a lot of stuff in them. So to cut down some of the weight, they use carbon fiber. But also, carbon fiber is super strong. So to hold in 4,000 PSI in that tank is pretty impressive.
So they gave you an air generator as well to load it, to load the tank with?
Yeah, it's a high pressure air compressor. And they were telling me that if I use a typical garage air compressor, it's gonna take a while to fill it up. But this one's a high pressure one. So the learning curve for me is I had it hooked up to the rifle, to the tank. And, you know, with my air compressor at home, I just pop it off. You know, you don't have to bleed the hose out.
Right.
You do a little bit, but not all the way out. With this one, it's so high pressure that it's locked on. And so I'm like, God, it's not coming off. Oh, my God, I broke the gun. Holy crap. But then I read the instructions, which is probably what I should have done first.
Now, what we could do, what you should do, I don't have to be in it, but what you should do is get those guns and make like an apocalypse little video short with it. Because they look like that. They already look cyberpunk to me. They look like something that somebody would put together. Yeah, they're sort of cool looking. Yeah, you could do that. I think you could do that.
The only problem with using something like this as an apocalypse gun is you may not have electricity. So to get an air compressor to load it, I mean, you'll have... Let's see, what is it, 25 shots out of the arrow one, and I think you'll have 30 shots out of the rifle one.
Have you never watched Gilligan's Island? You can do anything with a coconut tree. Now, if you don't have a coconut tree.
And a bicycle.
And a bicycle.
That's how you
can made out of a coconut tree.
Exactly. You're right.
So that thing has a pretty Balsa Nova scope on it there. What is the scope in keeping with the actual range of the hammer?
Yeah, it's the Axion, the guy's name, Steve Kreiner, I think. Scope. It was a good scope. I had to get used to it a little bit. It's got a lot of things going on in the reticle, a lot of lines.
Is it electronic?
No, it's not electronic.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's a nice little scope. I don't know if those come on all of them, but it's got a Picatinny rail, so you can put whatever scope you want on it.
Right.
The one that came with the Air Saver, I think might come with it, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, the hammer, you can put anything on there you want. Well, anything to pick it to any rail.
I understand. And it takes a 50 caliber. It looks like a wad cutter.
Yeah, it's just a 50 cal lead projectile. I mean, for people that don't understand what a bullet actually is, you know, because a lot of people think a bullet is the entire thing, and then you see stupid movies that come out where the entire cartridge is flying
downright
with the bullet in it.
Festively.
Right, exactly. It's actually the projectile in the cartridge.
Yes.
So this just looks like somebody took a 50 cal projectile out of a brass cartridge and you load it in a little rectangle magazine. It takes two shots. The first shot after you shoot, that magazine scoots over into the barrel. And then you have a second shot with it. So, and it's got a little, I don't know what to call it. I'm sure they have a name for it, and this is making me sound horrible for not knowing the name, but it's not necessarily a bolt, but I kind of called it an air bolt in the video. Basically, you're just cocking it back, and that's getting the air ready to push that projectile out.
Could it be a primer?
And I looked
it
up.
Is it a timer switch or something?
No, it's basically just a little thing. You pull it back. It looks almost like it feels like a 10-22 bolt. but I don't know what the inside, the innards look like.
Gotcha.
I think it just basically, well, you might be right, not a primer from the perspective of a firearm primer in a cartridge, but a like it primes the air to get ready to shoot out.
Right. Okay.
But I did find the actual numbers. The one that I had, it was a 350 grain cartridge, and 350 grains, you're getting 875 feet per second, but with 595 foot-pounds of energy. That'll kill you.
Yeah.
And it'll kill some big game, too. So it is not, I say it several times in the video, it is not a toy. It is not a pellet gun. It functions as a pellet gun, but just with a boatload more PSI behind that projectile.
Yeah, that looked like that would probably sting a bit. Do we know what kind of, when it's going down range, does it start to tumble? Is it spinning? Is the barrel right?
That I don't know.
That'd be interesting.
I would love to do enough videos and get paid enough for them to where I can afford a high speed camera. But I don't have one of those. I'd love to get one because that would be cool to see. I'm pretty sure. I mean, it's a rifle barrel. It's a, I think, 1/24. Yeah, 1/24 twist, German made barrel by Walther. So Walther makes the barrel.
Wow.
So I'm pretty sure it's stable, going down through there. I did miss a shot when I was zeroing in the optic, and you heard it just pinging off the trees going through the woods. And yes, I was safe. I know what's behind all my targets, but you just heard pew, pew, pew. I was like, oh, that thing's moving.
Yeah. That's interesting.
So I guarantee that shot was bouncing and twisting
something. It was doing something, wasn't it?
It was doing a lot.
It was doing something. Now, we're coming up on the next break, and you guys have a new toolkit that you are debuting at MGS Trade School, so I want to talk about that next.
Oh, yeah.
When we get back. MGS Trade, mgs.edu. This is where you go to find out what you might want to be next, and this is where you can go to actually become that tradesman. And then when you're done, you don't owe more in student debt than you do, say, for a house. That should never be the case, and it's definitely not the case at MGS Trade School. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. The travel nightmares for Southwest Airlines keep piling up, along with thousands of misrouted bags in Kansas City. Nicole DeMarco is looking for her bags.
I think I'm just going to look at every single luggage.
Some passengers are stressing after being separated from not just clothes, but medicine and other important items. Considered the greatest soccer star in the world, Pelé has passed away.
He led Brazil to World Cup trophies in 1956, 1962, and 1970. 70, the only player to win three cups. But Pelé's presence and stature transcended the game. His only rival as the most recognizable sports person in the world was perhaps Muhammad Ali.
The U.S. Coast Guard is working to rescue four people after the helicopter crashed in the Gulf of Mexico. Officials said the helicopter went down today about 10 miles off the coast of Plaquemines Mines Parish. The helicopter passengers have not been identified. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. I'm watching a video. I know I said I wanted to talk about this MGS Trade School toolkit, but we didn't talk about the Arrow launching platform. The Elite.
Yeah.
Is it the Elite LX?
Air Saber Elite X2.
X2. So yep. This looks like I'm watching Zeke as he is manipulating it now. It looks like a Garand on steroids.
Double barrel Garand.
Yeah, it has two arrowheads protruding from the end of it. It's about as wide as a double barreled shotgun with no divided barrel in there. And
right.
Boy, that would be one of those things they make a movie about it. You know, about the silent assassin and all that other stuff where he's out there going,
"Oh yeah,
no one will know I was there."
Yep. Exactly.
So tell me about this thing, the Air Saber Elite X2.
So the first thing that, you know, I'll call back to the hammer a little bit, that 50 cal gun. The noise on it was about like a suppressed 9mm. You know, I was not expecting it to be as loud as it was. But I mean, anything you're pushing that kind of speed out, there's going to be some noise behind it. But this one was a lot quieter. It still had a neat little funk to it. But it was moving. And like I said, 450 feet per second is better than most compound bullets. If not better than all. I've tried to look up some that were shooting over 400, and I'm just not seeing any. I could be wrong. You know, you may get all kinds of emails saying Zeke's an idiot. He doesn't know what he's talking about, which I am. But 130 foot pounds of energy from an arrow going that fast can absolutely take down an elk. You know, people hunt elk with compound bows all the time. You just got to have the right broadhead. You don't want to shoot with the practice tip. But it's just this cool thing. You know, I have a passion for guns and I have a passion for archery. And Umarex kind of created this passion for air guns and combined all three. And it's just neat. You know, there's other expletives I want to say, but you're on radio, so I can't say them.
I appreciate it.
But it's awesome. It is. I mean, you can hunt with it. You can have fun target shooting with it. It's accurate up to 70 yards, which is pretty darn good with archery. You know, I know a lot of people that can, you know, hit fairly good 100-yard shots, but it's not recommended. But, you know, up to 70 yards, you know, pushing that kind of speed out, it's unreal. It is unreal. The cocking lever is a little different. It's more like a charging handle kind of vibe to it.
Is that the handle on the side of it, on the right side of
it? Yeah, just below the scope. And you can kind of tell. It feels more like that old school pumping air gun or a pellet gun, even though it still has a tank just like the hammer does. But it's kind of charging that charge to shoot the arrow. You load two arrows into the muzzle, and up at the top, you can kind of see at the front of the scope, right on the barrel, there's that little silver button. It looks almost like a safety, but really it's a selector switch. So whichever arrow you're wanting to shoot, you just push it to that side, and that's the arrow that's going to shoot out, and you get two shots. And for it being as quiet as it is, let's say you're not a great shot, and you miss the deer the first time. He'll probably look up and go, what the heck was that? But it's not going to run off the deer, you know. So it's one of those things where you see it and you're kind of like, what is that? What in the world? And then you start playing with it and you start reading the stats on it and the ballistics on it. And you're just kind of like, oh, wait a minute. This is cool.
So how much of a range could you get out of that one? How far did you send a shot down range with that one accurately?
Accurately 70 yards. Yeah, I think that's I would prefer if you're hunting, you know, you try to keep it under 70, you know, just because you're going to have a better chance at a decent kill shot. You're not going to just wound the animal and it dies slowly. But, you know, for target shooting, you know, 70 yards, you can probably get a little bit higher. Just for target shooting, you know, not for hunting, but, you can get accurate shots 70 yards and it's impressive to do it with it.
The thing that comes to my mind is I've always been interested in launching arrows and everything. I've never been interested in a compound bow. My son has a compound bow. There's so many moving parts in the compound bow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not interested in it. And so I've always avoided that. That's the first I've ever seen of that. That is quite the little – that'd be worth having. Now, something like that, I would imagine something like that is in the realm of a pretty decent rifle of some sort as far as cost.
Yeah, I mean, the MSRP on it and don't hold me to this. I don't know if it comes with the scope at this price, but it's $499.
$500.
So,
well, that's actually that's a lot less than a long gun of it.
Yeah,
a superb long gun would cost. So, that's not bad at all. I wonder if the scope does come on it. I may have to get my man, Mr. Anderson, to give Umarex a call and see if they'd send me the double arrow gun.
Double arrow,
just so I could try it out. I saw I saw it on Get Zone. It was great. And Zeke, he's great. Give him a raise. He's interested in.
Nice.
No, and I guess, are they going to send you any of the airsoft guns to test out?
I don't know. I haven't really sat down and talked with them about it. I'd like to do it. I really like to do an airsoft competition one day. You know, just kind of go out and see what it's all about.
You could probably do it. Everybody I've talked to basketball. An airsoft gun is as kinetic as an airsoft match is as kinetic. I mean, as it's pretty close. It's pretty close. These guys are real serious about what they're doing. They're not messing around. They are very, very. I figured out early on that they were very serious about what they were doing. Mm-hmm. So I decided to see if I could lure them in, and well, I could because I was just sticking my weapon out and triggering a burst because they have fully automatic airsoft guns, and I'd trigger a burst down the hallway from inside cover, and the whole hallway would just fill up with BBs coming back at me, and then I'd do it again, and then after I'd done that two or three times, I crossed the hallway and kicked in a door where I had a very immaculate I had a girl covered in trash in the far corner, and as I ran by, as they were running by chasing me, she was busy capping them in the back.
Oh, wow.
Then I had a sniper above. If they made it through there, I had a sniper above shooting down from across the room at diagonally at them. So I had them set up pretty good, but, yeah, they were very, very, very exuberant about their competition.
Using that strategery.
I was using strategery because I don't have speed anymore. I had to use strategery. I had to be working smarter, not harder.
Exactly.
Speaking of working smarter, for those of you that are out there that are looking at things and you're like, you know, I really would like to reinvent myself. One way to do that is to look at MGS Trade School. You can start out by going to the website, mgs.edu. And see their various curricula that they have available to you. In this next segment coming up, we are going to talk about the toolkit because one thing that they are not doing is sitting still. So, I mean, except for it being inexpensive, most of the stuff that's you see right now today, it will be better and it'll be much more enhanced as time goes on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
TheGuns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This is The Last Time on the Firing Line. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Zeke Stout from MGS Trade School. This is Geek Out with Zeke Stout. Now we're going to talk a little MGS Trade School because you guys have come up with a new toolkit, and I guess this is something that, which particular trade does this apply to?
It's the gunsmithing, and we have created the advanced too, which we've talked about on a previous episode where you get a build and you get extra tools, but we never really went through the new tools that we're getting. So the students, you'll get all the curriculum that you get in advanced one, but you'll also get a build choice, which right now we have a muzzle loader from Traditions. We have a striker fire build from Lone Wolf. And we have an AR-15 from F1 Firearms. So you get to choose between those three as your final project. And then once you graduate and everything's paid for, because we're not sending you all these tools, we paid your school off, then we send you a new toolkit. Because one of the things that I've been in the gunsmithing school realm for a while, and one of the biggest complaints I used to hear from students at other employer was, you know, it's neato. We built a gun. How do I start a business with that gun? And it's a valid complaint. It's a valid concern because I have friends that went to auto diesel college, you know, and they became mechanics. When they graduated school, the school had a palette of tools for them. That was part of their tuition. And they were ready to either start their own mechanic shop with those tools or go to any dealership or body shop or mechanic shop and start working, because a lot of those places, if not the majority, want you to have your own stuff. They're not gonna, most mechanics, they have their own tools. You don't get to touch them, you know. And the same thing goes with gunsmithing. You know, if you want to start your own shop, sure, you graduate, you get all the knowledge, you know what to do, but you're going to spend a couple thousand dollars in tools just to get going, so above your tuition. So what we did is we combined the build edition with the additional toolkit, and the two, I'll mention all the tools that we're giving out, but the two I really want to focus are really cool. I'll end up with those, but you know, we added a Dremel 4000 tool with all the accessories,
Rotary tools are really important in gunsmithing. We've got a bench grinder, sander, tabletop sander grinder combo. We've got a central machinery 6-inch bumper. We got a bench grinder with a flex shaft in it, which is kind of like a Dremel, but this is a little bit different. But what I did is I went to gunsmiths I know and I said, what would you want to see in this kit we put together? And these are all suggestions that gunsmiths I know gave me. And then a couple of cool, neat things that don't really help you start your career, but we kind of wanted to throw in some things. Save your equipment. They do bags, custom bags. There's going to be a custom tool bag for our students from Save Your Equipment. And then Carolina Custom Foam is going to do a custom case with MGS Trade School alumni etched into the foam. And so that's going to be really cool. But the two tools that I really wanted to harp on is they're from Real Avid. Real Avid is they specialized in armor's tools and gunsmithing tools for years. The armor's master kit is the one that you'll get when you graduate with the program. And it's got armor's wrench. It's got all the punches. It's got lots of different tools you didn't even think, oh, this would be good. It's got Torx wrench. it's just a really good product. But the one that blew my mind and kind of got me talking to Real Avid was their Real Avid Master Gun Vise. And you use the vise on your bench top. I've used the vise on my bench top. And the biggest headache for a gunsmith using a bench vise is you have an X and Y axis. You can go up a certain amount of distance. You can go side to side a certain amount of distance. Some of them you can turn in a 360-degree circle, right? But it's still flat. That Real Avid vise, it's 3D 360. You can go at any angle, any position, you know, and when you're working on firearms with little detent pins that can spring across the room, then you got to order another one from Brownells and you're waiting forever for it to get there. You know, not that Brownells takes forever, but when you've almost got the gun finished and you just needed to get that pin in, you don't want to wait a day for it. But this gun vise lets you position the gun in any position on your bench. And when I saw it, it was such a simple concept, but it's genius at the same time. And most simple concepts are genius. You know, look at the Post-it note. How many billions have they made because they're like, hey, let's make a piece of paper sticky. You know? So I saw that gun vise at the Great American Outdoor Show last year up in Pennsylvania. And I was like, yep, we've got to get that for our students. It is an impressive, impressive tool. You know, it's not cheap. When you come up with something that good, and I believe they have a patent on it, you know, you've got to take care of stuff and the machining and the tooling it takes to make it and everything. So, but it's worth it. It's absolutely worth it. Every gunsmith I talk to that's used one is like, oh, that's a lifesaver. So that's one of the things. And I wanted to get all these tools in there for our students to graduate so they have a head start on starting their own business or going to any shop and being able to say, I've got everything I need. Just hire me. You know?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, my uncle used to run a transmission shop, and told me, he said, I can tell how good of a mechanic are by looking at their tools.
Yeah.
He said, if all of their tools are complete, I know that they've messed with some stuff. And I don't know how somebody would know unless they actually have worked within the craft, how many tools and what types they need to actually have on a day-to-day basis. So that's a good thing. That's a pretty good thing.
Well, now, and you talk to a lot of gunsmiths, and because there's so many different guns and so many different configurations and different companies use different screws and bolts and everything else, a lot of time gunsmiths make their own tools. You know, we one of our projects you take in our course is creating your own hand tool. So that's an important part too. I don't know how many gunsmith shops I've been to where they've got a little jar full of hand tools that they made themselves because they ran across a revolver that required a specialty tool. They're like, I'm not going to order that thing for $50. I'll make one right now.
I hear you. So, and now this is a new thing you guys have come up with. I'm sure there's going to be other things that you're going to come up with. Are you going to be doing something, for example, with these air rifles? Is that something you're sort of looking at? Because that would that be simpler? Would that be easier? Or would that be more complex? I guess it would be probably more complex, wouldn't it?
Because we're accredited, we can't talk about programs in development, but that is something I would love to do. It wouldn't necessarily be within the gunsmithing program, or maybe it would, who knows. But we want to be a resource for the industry too. So, you know, Boomer X came and said, we want to create a training manual for our employees. We have the capability to do that. Any manufacturers that need help with education programs, we can put it all together. We own our own LMS, which is Learning Management System. So we can put all that together and create all these platforms for people to teach employees or even customers. But yeah, I would love to partner with them and other air gun companies to do stuff like that. Because they are complex. It's not, like I said, it's not a pellet gun.
Well, I would imagine that the you know, I've never been like to a three gun match, but I wonder if with a three gun match, if they have like a couple of gunsmiths there to in case you run into an issue. Because anywhere else, you know what, we don't even have time to talk about it without me taking the time to say, check out Zeke at mgs.edu, MGS Trade Great. School. You can start again today. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Be back in 21 hours in between now and then. Remember, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. So pay attention to everything going on around you. This has been Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.